Study: 155 million vehicle owners face $34 billion in added costs without right to repair law. By Sean Moran on November 5, 2025. The Motor and Equipment Manufacturers Association, MEMA, released a study that revealed if Congress fails to pass legislation establishing a national right to repair law for vehicles, Americans could face an additional $34 billion in annual costs by 2035. The study, which was conducted by global strategy consulting firm Roland Berger, found that rising repair restrictions for independent repair shops and aftermarket manufacturers would impose staggering costs for vehicle owners, to the tune of $185 to $225 per vehicle per year. MEMA is the leading North American trade association for vehicle suppliers, parts manufacturers, and remanufacturers, and represents more than 1,000 members. This study shows that repair restrictions are already driving up prices, costing jobs, and hurting the fabric of our communities, and this crisis only grows worse with each passing year, said Paul McCarthy, president of MEMA's aftermarket suppliers. Congress must act to protect manufacturing workers, small businesses, and consumers who are already struggling to afford repairs by passing the Repair Act. The aftermarket vehicle supplier industry comprises 350,000 businesses and supports more than 4 million jobs. The study surveyed stakeholders across the automotive industry, used secondary research with public data, and phone survey data of repair shops. The study found that independent repair shops face limitations in diagnosing and fixing newer vehicles, with 29% reporting a drop in the ability to repair newer cars over the last 5 years. 40% of repair shops reported a drop in part availability, while 25% reported not having access to original equipment tools needed for modern vehicle service. The independent aftermarket parts market share could drop to 30% from 55% without right to repair protections. The study found technological barriers to right to repair include: more vehicle data has moved behind cybersecurity walls. Independent aftermarket tools are restricted to data reading only. ADAS components require calibrations after common repairs. Premium original equipment manufacturers require replacement parts to be activated through their systems. In April, Senators Josh Hawley, RMO, and Ben Relihan, DNM, introduced the Senate Repair Act, which would establish a national right to repair law. It would establish where and how to get their cars repaired, which would lower repair costs. Big corporations have a history of gatekeeping basic information that belongs to car owners, effectively forcing consumers to pay a fixed price whenever their car is in the shop, Hawley said. The Bipartisan Repair Act would end corporations' control over diagnostics and service information and give consumers the right to repair their own equipment at a price most feasible for them, Lohan said. Vehicle owners deserve to have options when it comes to safe, dependable, and affordable auto repairs. Giving vehicle owners, independent repair shops, and aftermarket manufacturers access to vehicle repair and maintenance data is critical to improving repair options. I'm proud to partner with Senator Hawley on this legislation, and I look forward to working with my colleagues to support car owners and repair shops. We thank Sen. Hawley and all of the co-sponsors of the Senate and House versions of the Repair Act for their leadership on this bipartisan consumer issue. Justin Erzepka, Car Coalition Executive Director, said in a statement in July. Americans should have the right to choose an independent repair shop or fix their own vehicles and not be prevented from doing so by onerous automaker restrictions on their vehicle data. A poll conducted by the Torrance Group, commissioned by the Car Coalition, showed that the support for vehicle right to repair is strongly bipartisan, as 84% of Republicans and 82% of Democrats back the Repair Act.